For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
We are just about ready to start this second half. Mountain Home comes out on the floor. Bentonville West getting their last-second instructions from Coach Randy Richardson. It will be Lady Wolverine's ball to start this second half as they move left to right for the next two quarters.
Yeah.
Wolverine's going to the left side, drilling in a layup. Good. Evelyn Guevara now with 7 points. Back to a 16-point lead for Mountain Home. 35-19 is our score. We are a little less than a minute into this third quarter. Here is Payne with the ball on the right wing. Has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bentonville West, and it will be Mountain Home inbounding it on the far sideline. With 6:59 left in the third quarter. Leah Jackson's going to check back into the game as Emily Payne will take a seat. And now Bentonville West is going to take a timeout. Or is it going to be Mountain Home? No, it is going to be Bentonville West. We'll break with 6:59 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading Bentonville West 35-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
6:59 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading Bentonville West 35-19. Lady Wolverines taking that timeout over on KTLO AM 1240 right now. They're in the final period, and Mountain Home Bomber boys are leading Salem Springs 37-23. So it looks like Bombers are well on their way to victory in that one. Here is Emma Martin taking the inbound pass. Throws over to Leah Jackson on the left wing. Up top to Gilbert. Back over to Jackson. Saw about three and instead gives to Gilbert. Gilbert drills over to the left side, going in towards the lane for the running jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Curtis, and back comes Bentonville West. Guevara into the front court, throws over to Jones on the left side. Pass goes down to Tapp. Over to Phillips on the right side. Her three-pointer will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Addison Yates. And back comes Mountain Home. Here's Emma Martin throwing it down, trying to throw it down at Grace Foreman. She couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. And that is Mountain Home's fifth turnover of the night, coming with 6:24 left in the third quarter. Emily Payne's going to check back into the game for the Lady Bombers as Kate Gilbert takes a seat. 35-19, Mountain Home on top. Again, a little less than 6.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Guevara throwing it over to Phillips on the right side. She'll take the screen from Tapp, going into lane for the layup. Shot was blocked by Anna Grace Foreman. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Bentonville West basketball with 6:13 left in the third quarter. Phillips will inbound the ball on the baseline underneath the basket. Gets it in to Jones. Jones going into the lane for the layup. Will not go. Ball knocked around. Rebound finally controlled by Foreman. And now a reach and foul is going to be called in the backcourt. That is on Chloe Jones. Her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Wolverines. 6:07 left of the third quarter. Looks like Mesa Willis is going to check back in for Bentonville West. Evelyn Guevara will take a seat. So Emma Martin will inbound it to Emily Payne, who gives it back to Martin. It's like a 1-2-2 for Bentonville West right now. Martin dribbles to the left wing, throws up top to Foreman. She dribbles to the right elbow, gives it to Jackson in the corner. Jackson dribbles out to the wing, has the ball knocked away from her. She gets it back, throws it to Payne on the right side. Now she has the ball knocked away, and she gets it back, throws it to Jackson up top, back over to Payne, and now Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. I guess Del Leonard didn't like what he saw on the sideline there. We'll break with 5:45 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Bentonville West 35-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Mountain Home taking the timeout with 5:45 left to play in the third quarter. I think Del Leonard's just trying to calm his team down a little bit. Right now they're leading again by 16. That is the last 30-second timeout for either team. Mountain Home still has three full timeouts remaining. Bentonville West with two. Here's Emma Martin dribbling, throwing it to Leah Jackson on the right corner. Ball goes up top now to Aston Yates. She drills near the free throw line. Over to Payne on the left side. Now goes up top to Foreman. Foreman finds Yates, tries to give it to Yates, cutting into the lane. She couldn't handle a pass. Looked like it was challenged a little bit by Bentonville West. It will be off Mountain Home as their sixth turnover of the night. 5:27 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading Bentonville West 35-19. Here is Willis into the front court for the Lady Wolverines. Ball goes over to Curtis on the left elbow. She's dribbling down into the lane. Picks up a dribble, now throws up top to Willis, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good.
Mesa
Willis with 5 points on the night, 35-22, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 5 minutes left in the third quarter. And another turnover as Emily Payne was expecting Anna Grace Warren to move where she did, and the pass was stolen by Jada Curtis. But now Bentonville West gets called for the traveling, so the two teams exchange turnovers there with 4:56 left to play in the third quarter. Kate Gilbert and Haven Klinger are both checking into the game for Mountain Home as Aston Yates and Emily Payne will head to the bench. Again, 4:56 left of the third quarter. It's 35-22, Mountain Home on top. Here is Klinger into the front court. Throws it to Gilbert. And, wow, a traveling call, on Kay Gilbert. That is the eighth turnover against Mountain Home with 4:49 left. I guess the official probably did have a better view. I guess he saw something I didn't from up here. Ball goes over to Jones on the left wing. Has the ball knocked away from her, but she's able to get it back. Now dribbles to the right side. She's going down into the lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in.
Chloe
Jones with her first 2 points of the night. And it is, Bentonville West on a little bit of a run right now with 4:23 left to play in the third quarter. 35-24, Mountain Home still on top. Gilbert with the ball on the left side. Throws it over to Klinger on the right. Back over to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down towards lane. She's going to pull up just outside for the jumper. Shot was blocked. Ball goes towards near the near sideline, but Gilbert's able to get it before it goes out. Ball goes down to Foreman down in the lane. Her shot is blocked, and now a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Mountain Home there. That is Anna Grace Foreman, her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. 3:59 left to play in the third quarter. Bentonville West with a chance to make this a single-digit margin now on this possession. Here is Phillips with the ball on the right side for the Lady Wolverines. Dribbles toward the free throw line. Has the ball knocked away for a moment, but Curtis is able to get it. She's going to pull up for the jumper at the elbow. Hits the backboard, and that's it. And Foreman gets the rebound. She throws it quickly into the front court to Martin. Now Martin's going to pull the ball out and set up the offense. Throws up top to Klinger. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Now over to Klinger on the left. down to Leah Jackson in the corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Anna Grace Foreman. And then she'll throw it out to Martin on the right side. Martin will dribble into the lane. Has the Hershaw blocked. And the ball's still loose now. And looks like it's going to be Bentonville West coming up with the basketball. And back they come with 3:10 left in the third quarter. Here's Curtis throwing it to Willis. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Leah Jackson. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the second half. 3:08 left to play in the third quarter. London Phillips is going to head to the bench. No, I'm sorry. Sorry, it will be Jay Curtis heading to the bench. Phillips is just going to go in front of the bench to throw it in. Anyways, Curtis is replaced by Sierra Cravens. 11-point Mountain Home lead. Inbound pass goes to Jones on the left wing. Now she drills to the corner. Has the ball stolen by Haven Klinger. Back comes Mountain Home. Klinger will get to Martin in the front court. That is the 14th turnover against the Lady Wolverines. Less than 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball leading 35-24. Ball goes up top to Klinger. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer there on the wing that will not go. And the long rebound control by Willis. She's quickly back the other way. And she's going to drill down to the corner. Now going in for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Mesa Willis will head to the line for the old-fashioned three with 2:38 left to play in the third quarter. Haven Klinger picks up her second personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. Klinger's going to take a seat as she's replaced by Addison Yates. And Evelyn Guevara is going to come in as Chloe Jones will head to the Bentonville West bench. So this is now a single-digit margin as Willis will get the old-fashioned three now. It's an 8-point game, 35-27. Boy, just like that, Bentonville West has really gone on a run the last few minutes. Here is Gilbert with the ball. On the right wing, throws up top to Emma Martin. Down to Leah Jackson in the corner. She's going to pull up in the left corner for the three. No good. Gilbert gets offensive rebound. She'll drill out to the right side. Finds Foreman in the corner. Cross-court pass to Leah Jackson. Now up top to Emma Martin. Martin's going to throw it down to Yates in the left corner. Back to Jackson on the left wing. Her three-pointer, that one won't go either. Boy, the shots just aren't falling right now for Mountain Home as Bentonville West gets the rebound with a little over 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Here is Tapp with it, throws up top to Phillips. Over on the left side to Willis. Willis will dribble down into the lane, going in for the layup. No good. Now they're going to call an offensive foul. They would have waved off the basket anyway. Mesa Willis picks up her fourth personal foul. Team foul number two against Bentonville West here in the second half. Lainey Tapp's going to check out of the game, replaced by Jada Curtis. I'm kind of surprised Willis is staying in there with fouls right now. Here is Kate Gilbert going the other way for Mountain Home, going in for the running jumper. That one won't go either. And this time Curtis gets a rebound for Bentonville West. 1:45 left to play in the third quarter. Curtis quickly back going into the lane for a layup. She's going to draw contact and head to the line for a pair of free throws. Right now, Mount Home doesn't seem to have an answer for the Lady Wolverines all of a sudden. Emma Martin picks up her third personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home. So Jada Curtis at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, no good. Emily Payne's going to check back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Kate Gilbert. Mesa Willis will head to the bench for Ben Villas again. She picked up her fourth foul not too long ago. She'll be replaced by Paige Weston, who comes in for the first time tonight. Curtis misses both free throws, and Anna Grace Foreman gets the rebound for Mountain Home. 35-27, Lady Bombers leading it. A little over a minute and a half left in the third quarter. Here's Jackson within the left corner. Throws it to Martin. Up top it goes to Payne. Over to Yates on the right side. Down to Jackson in the corner. Jackson dribbles out to the right wing. Throws it up top to Martin. Over to Payne. Finds Yates in the left corner. She drills out to the wing. Gives it to Jackson in the corner. Jackson's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! We knew she had to get one sometime or another. She wasn't going to go 0-4 as much she's shooting. You just keep shooting. Sometimes you're going to get it. 38-27, Mountain Home back up by double digits. A little over a minute left in the third quarter. Here is Weston with the ball on the right side. Throws up top to Phillips, who's going to answer with a three of her own. Madison Phillips with 8 points. Back to a single-digit lead. 38-30, Mountain Home leading it with 51 seconds left of the half. Here's Martin with the ball on the right side. Drills up to the top. gives it to Payne there at the top. Payne dribbles to the right side, gives it up top to Martin, over to Yates on the left side. Yates is going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Curtis. And now they're going to call a jump ball or a reach-in. Nope, they're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. Good job by Leah Jackson to force the turnover. That is Bentonville West's 15th turnover of the night. 37 seconds left in the third quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading by eight. Emma Martin will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Emily Payne in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. That one will not go. And Curtis gets the rebound. Back comes Bentonville West. 30 seconds left. Ball goes to Weston in the right corner. Down to Cravens. She's going to be fouled as she is trying to shoot from behind the basket. That is Anna Grace Foreman with her second personal foul. Team foul number five against the Lady Bombers. So Sierra Cravens go to the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. Make it three as she gets the first one here. So one more free throw coming up for Sierra Cravens. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 4 points, and it's all of a sudden a six-point lead. It's a two-possession lead for Mountain Home with 20 seconds left. 38-32, our score. Here's Emma Martin across the timeline. Throws over to Yates on the left side, down to Jackson in the left corner. She's going to try another three. This one will not go, and this time Guevara gets the rebound. She's quickly back the other way, dribbles to the left wing, gives it to Weston, I believe. Goes over to Phillips on the right side. She's going to try another three. This one will not go, and that's the way this third quarter is going to end. Mount Home with the lead, but well, they struggled in that third quarter, only scoring 5 points. We've got 8 minutes left to play. Our score at the end of three, Mount Home leading in Bentonville West 38-32. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.